You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. February 24th through March 2nd is Eating Disorders Awareness Week. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support. With the warmer temperatures, many winter sports are winding down. Ripple Creek Skating Pond in Port Edwards has closed for the season. With the warmer temperatures, ice conditions are becoming unstable. Winter Park Aquatic Center has closed their ice ponds for the season in Wisconsin Rapids. Jackson County Trails are now closed completely. Due to weather conditions and to preserve the integrity of the trails, they are now closed until further notice. An ice shanty has fallen through the ice on Lake Camelot. The Rome Police Department is asking the owner of the permanent ice shack to remove it from Upper Camelot Lake. According to the DNR, if you have an ice shack go through the ice, you have 30 days to remove it or you will be liable. The Rome Police Department asks that you be cautious on the lakes. The warm weather has caused unstable ice conditions. If you still have shacks on the ice, make arrangements to remove them in a safe manner. One Wisconsin school district revamped multiple job titles and descriptions in fear of losing federal funding. Here's Lisa Hale.
Monday night, the Green Bay Area Public School Board voted to change several job titles and descriptions to keep ahead of a directive from the Trump administration on DEI efforts. The changes removed mentions of diversity, equity, inclusion, and cultural competency from job descriptions. The motion to change titles and descriptions carried 4-3. The school board hopes the efforts will ensure that it doesn't lose millions of dollars in federal aid. The Education Department sent a memo out Friday giving school districts an ultimatum to stop using racial preferences as a factor in admissions, financial aid, hiring, and other areas. Schools were given 14 days to end any practice that treats students and workers differently because of their race.
Riverfront Rendezvous in Stevens Point has announced their full lineup for the 2025 festival. This will be the 41st anniversary of the Riverfront Rendezvous Festival in Pifner Pioneer Park. The dates are July 3rd through the 5th. They'll have three stages of musical entertainment and free family fun activities. You can see the full lineup at StevensPoint.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
But, you know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. We all have our image of suit-clad Frank Sinatra holding a cigarette and a glass of whiskey while crooning iconic songs. If actor James Marsden has his way, he would love to play Sinatra in a film that shows the singer's darker and more tortured side, according to the New York Post. The 51-year-old Marsden has always been a fan and says a role similar to what Jamie Foxx did when he played Ray Charles would be perfect for a movie about Sinatra. Admirable intentions, but I can't even imagine how many actors would be lined up to play Frank Sinatra. Marsden can currently be seen in the Hulu show Paradise. According to the New York Post, trust fund kid Robert Ritchie, aka Kid Rock, might be dating intellectual Lauren Boebert. They were seen flirting recently at political functions. I'm assuming Ritchie had lots of competition trying to woo the congresswoman after the video of her on a date at a theater went viral. It was probably only a matter of time before these dimwits realized their love of semi-automatic weapons and fell into each other's arms. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind. Like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this Pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life?" If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. We'll see a little bit of clearing, and it will become less windy here as we head into the afternoon. Our high 41 today, tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles, mostly cloudy, very windy. We'll get to 46 by lunch. Into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.